Before we begin, last session I asked you to put a pink paperclip in a visible place in your wallet. I expect you to carry it as a reminder of this hypnosis series. Each time you open your wallet, you are to be reminded to keep practicing your femininity. You must own your femininity and remember that guys like us should not take our manliness too seriously. Let us begin. I want you to listen at a high enough volume to keep outside distractions from disturbing your concentration. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up clear-headed and refreshed and respond properly. Remember that I am on your side, and I will do nothing to harm you, nor will I encourage you to harm yourself. Please remember that you are safe in trance with me. I forbid you to make sudden changes in your life based on hypnosis from this or any other source. This file is part of a method designed to help you keep moving forward toward making your feminized sexuality real. As we enter trance, I want you to associate each of these files together so that the sound of my voice will help you enter trance more quickly. I want you to listen to each file at least 3 times before moving on to the next one. I know that you will feel more comfortable exploring your femininity with me because I too am a gay feminine boy and my man loves me for it. I want you to regard me as your mentor. These trances are designed to boost your confidence so that you can get used to expressing your femininity where appropriate. The effect of these trances is to motivate you to begin filling the gap between male and female. You must keep practicing your femininity in order to narrow that gap. Go deeply into silent trance. Undisturbed. My voice is your thought. Only my voice exists. There is only you. Your subconscious. And me. You will continue to rest passively as your mind absorbs every word I say. You will continue into a deepening trance as I speak. The deeper you go, the better. The more times you listen, the easier it is. You can trust me. Your secrets are safe with me. Allow yourself to enjoy a peaceful and quiet state of mind. There is no other world around you except the one created by my voice. As you listen, you will enter deep comfort where your inner mind is receptive to my words. You will feel as if you are floating in a pink cloud. This is not a man's cloud. This cloud makes it clear to you that your path in life is to be a virile man's feminine sweetheart. This cloud makes you realize you are incomplete without such a man in your life. And when you enter this cloud, you will visualize the images created by my voice. The world's noises and distractions become meaningless. You will only hear my voice and you will listen closely to it. You will let your mind be absolutely silent. You will let no outside sounds enter. You are aware of my voice and why you are here and what my voice means to you. My voice will carry my words directly into your subconscious. You will replace your thoughts with those delivered by my voice. Feel your muscles relax as the soft envelope of dim light wraps around you. Be at peace with being motionless and limp. Be receptive to my voice entering you. The more you relax, the easier it is to go into trance. My voice has become your thought. Keep your mind completely passive and your subconscious open. As you drift softly in your warm, sensuous cloud, you will allow my words to guide you. Be still and allow your mind to absorb my message. Take comfort in knowing that your subconscious is open and receptive to my words. You only need to hear the sound of my voice. Let yourself become still and quiet and allow your thoughts to melt away as you settle into trance. Feel your muscles relax as the strength flows out of them. Enjoy being motionless and limp as you sink deeper and your mind becomes entirely quiet. Be motionless and limp. Your only thoughts are those my words have created. The meaning of my words is your everything. Just hearing my words lets your mind sink deeper into trance. Everything I say to you is more important than your old thoughts. You will let your thoughts become silent so only my voice enters. Let my words stream into you. All that matters is that you remain passive and let the process change you. Let everything I say go directly into your subconscious where you will learn to respond properly to your sexual feelings. Every word will enter you where they are absorbed and processed for when you need them. You will process each word, but you will not need to remember them. They are passing through your mind on their way to your subconscious. My words are the most important thing for you to hear. The words themselves are not all that important because you will learn to express yourself emotionally. You will reach an inner peace in trance where my words become a part of you. My words are your thoughts. Quietly and softly, my words will become a part of you. You know these changes are needed to add meaning to your life. When you are in your sexual comfort zone, you are passive, feminine, and unassertive. It is the way you were born. You cannot help it. Own it, and make it work for you. My voice speaks to the femininity within you. And while my voice speaks to your subconscious, you will be completely passive. You will ignore anything that might disturb your quiet peacefulness. There is nothing entering your thoughts but the sound of my voice. Rest quietly and accept my voice as being your true thoughts. Let my words create the new feminine you. All that matters is that you remain passive and let the process change you into the feminine boy you were born to become. Listen closely to my words as you go deeper into trance and experience comfort and peacefulness. Let every word go directly into your subconscious where you will learn to respond properly to sexual feelings. Now that you are relaxed and your trance is beginning to deepen, I want you to listen closely and concentrate on everything I say as I discuss important aspects of your feminine life. By now you should be doing your feminine shopping in person and wearing your femininity underneath your boy clothes. Yes, the sales clerk might suspect that you are shopping for yourself. That is okay. That is part of the fun. And if she is friendly to you, then she understands. Think of it as sharing a secret with a friend. They know feminine gay men like you want to be sexy for their lovers too. You should feel okay wearing a cute anklet or a simple necklace that might be noticed up close. I want you to feel safe sneaking out of the closet from time to time. In the weeks ahead, you will make it a priority to set aside your own personal sissy play time. You will want to relax and take a nice bubble bath, and then go about your feminine routine. You will shave your legs and underarms and tidy up your landing strip, and then moisturize your entire body. While you are alone with your thoughts, you can decide on your favorite nail color for the day. Then you will practice styling your longer hair to make it more feminine. I want you to dress as feminine as you feel, and I want you to practice being completely feminine for several hours. You can use videos for self-help and also create videos of yourself to critique your poses and practice your mannerisms. If you find yourself having a climax, it is critical that you accept it as a part of your femininity. This is your sissy time, and you are a feminine sissy boy, and that is all there is to it. You must continue as if was simply a surprise sissygasm and nothing has changed. You want to learn how to trigger the sexual interest of those special men who want boyfriends like you. Your men do not want you to be just a boyfriend, they want you to be a girlfriend too. You will use this personal time to enjoy yourself and at the same time learn how to present yourself as a classy feminine boy. You accept that you have the right to enjoy sex with men just as exuberantly as a feminine boy is expected to. Embrace the fact that you are not emotionally constructed like him. Instead, when he speaks to you in the soft and sweet voice men use with women, you will melt with arousal. You can do nearly everything with your man that a woman can do, and you can do it better and more often. There is no need to feel guilty about being feminine, and you do not have to be shy about being girly. Besides, sucking a man's cock and swallowing his cum is delightfully satisfying to you. You know it is true. Own it. I want you to listen closely and embrace your femininity. You have finally met a guy who is a true alpha male who is happy to have you as his feminine partner. During the last hypnosis session, he asked you over to his place for a dip in his hot tub. You are thrilled that it did not turn out to be a one-night stand. Last night he called you and invited you over for popcorn, drinks, and a movie. You were excited and wanted to look your best. He loves your feet, so you made sure to get a pedicure and a light pink semi-transparent polish. Since you wear women's shorts to make your chubby butt look nice, you shaved your legs and moisturized them. You topped it off with a loose short white button-up top that barely touched your waist. It was thin enough to let your chubby chest jiggle and bring attention to your girly nipples. You wore your cutest sandals with the thin rainbow straps to complement your pretty feet. You were feminine with taste. You arrived and got a sweet kiss of reassurance. Settling into being a couple, the two of you pleasantly busied yourselves getting the drinks and popcorn ready. You both sat together on the couch to watch a gay romantic comedy about a very cute gay couple with lots of interesting gay characters to identify with. After a couple of drinks and lots of kisses, you were aching with lust and rubbing his cock as you kissed. He asks, "Would you like to take a shower together?" You chirp out in your sexiest gay voice, "I would love that." He offered his hand and he led you into the roomy master bathroom where you both disrobed. You had been planning for the perfect opportunity to highlight your femininity by being delicate and cute. Once he got the water adjusted, his back was to the spray, and as you had hoped, he took your hand like a gentleman and guided you into the shower. He led you into the shower and you stood facing him. You felt small and vulnerable as his hungry eyes roam over you as he washes himself with his bare hands and the bar of soap. He is obviously very proud to be a man. Your cock hardened as you ponder how small and unmanly you are compared to him. Your girly nipples are stiffly erect with approval. You fantasize about his semi-hard cock being shaped like a bowling pin and what it will be like if that day comes. Starting down from the head, it gets bigger in the middle and then tapers back down to his body. The thought of your boy pussy hugging the base of his cock to seal his seed inside of you flashes pleasantly through your mind. He turns you around so that your back is against him. He pulls you close and gently washes your front with his bare hands like he did to himself. He kisses you softly on your neck as he slowly washes your chubby chest and teases your erect nipples. You turn your head to meet his gentle kisses. As the water pulses sensuously, his ample cock rests against your boy pussy. When he reaches down to wash your boy parts, you instinctively spread your legs and push back into him. You lean back and moan sweetly at the feeling of the first cock to ever touch the virgin opening of your boy pussy. He moves his hands up again and gently massages your chubby nipples again. He kisses your neck, and lifts your arms to wash your freshly shaved underarms. As he slowly rinses them, he gives them gentle kisses. He says, "I love that you shave your legs and underarms, and I love your cute little landing strip." He turns you around to face him and puts his arms around your waist. You put your arms up around his neck and reach up to intercept his lips. He says softly, "You are a very lovely boy. I am so lucky to be with you." He kisses you again as he pulls you to him and gently washes your back. He reaches down and with his soapy finger massages your boy hole and presses his finger in slightly. You exhale with erotic pleasure as you reflexively lift up on your toes and press back into him. "I might introduce you as my son when we are around my friends. You won't get your little panties in a bunch over that, will you, sweetie?" You reply, "No. I would like that." As he embraces you for another sensuous kiss, you are pleasantly surprised by how easy and gentle your alpha man's sexuality is. He is truly a sweetheart. He even mentioned you in panties. He got out of the shower first and offered his hand. You took his hand and followed. He sat on a stool and reached for a towel and held it open for you to walk into. He begins to dry you as if you are a precious little boy. As he dries you gently, you are enjoying his attention as he kisses special places on your naked body. He pulls you closer and licks and kisses your little cock and then takes it in his mouth. As he sucks you gently, your high-pitched girly moans begin to ramp up as he takes his time bringing you to the edge. Just before you climax, he stops and says, "What a sweet little cock you have. Bend over and show me your pussy." It felt remarkably natural to bend over and pull your butt cheeks apart for him. "You have never done anything like that before." He gives your boy pussy a kiss right on the pucker. Then he sticks his tongue into your hole several times, then licks in and all around your sensitive entry. He does that several times before he kisses your pucker again and says, "What a cute little boy pussy you have." You reply, "I am still a virgin." "So I see. Perhaps we can change that down the road when you are ready." You ask, may I dry you off too? He replies, I would like that. As you gently dry him, you take note of every square inch of his body. You see scars that need pity, nipples that need kissing, and a fat cock that needs sucking. When you finish drying him, you ask submissively, may I suck your cock now? Of course you can, sweetheart. But don't swallow until I tell you. You drop to your knees and kiss around his entire area, enjoying the feel of his testicles rolling over your face and down your nose. You take each testicle into your mouth one by one as you nuzzle his hard cock with your nose. You enjoy the cool damp kisses that his hard cock leaves on your cheeks as your tongue explores. You kiss around his cock and lick along the bottom of his shaft before you take the head into your mouth. His arms are down by his sides. He quietly tells you, hold my hands, sweetie. You reach up and he takes your hands in his. He squeezes them gently as you seek out his cock again. You slowly go back and forth using your tongue on the head of his cock. His cute little noises and twitches let you know that you are serving him well. His cock begins to get harder and more twitchy. He begins to groan, quietly at first and then louder. You worry that his grunting and groaning is being heard by the entire apartment complex. You ignore your embarrassment as his climax erupts and he blasts his first manly spurt into your girly mouth. He lets out a roar followed by another triumphant groan as each powerful pulse follows the last. The spurts keep coming as he grunts loudly with each pulse. You keep pleasuring his cock until the last pulse has stopped. You submissively hold his cock in your mouth as it begins to soften and he wishes to remove it. As he slides his softening cock out of your mouth, you purse your lips so as to coax out every last sperm. You look up at him. He is contentedly looking down at you with a contented smile. You open your mouth to show him his cum. Good boy. You can swallow now, sweetie. Without breaking eye contact, you swallow his cum and open your mouth like in the porn films. He gently pulls you up and kisses you, unafraid to taste your lips or slide his tongue into your mouth like some men might. He adds, you are a wonderful boy. You reply, and you are a wonderful daddy. He leads you by the hand into his bedroom. He pulls back the sheets and you slither into them. He slides in after you and wraps you in an embrace. As you relax into him, he says, good night, son. You reply, good night, daddy. You begin to drift off to sleep, happy that you have accomplished a lot with your man. And you are going to do a lot more because you are going to keep coming back to this trance. Listen closely to your new assignments. It is important you keep up with your breast stretching exercises. Remember to gather each dry breast in both your hands and stretch away from your body and hold it for around 10 seconds. Do it 3 or more times. Over time your breasts will soften. I am going to give you 2 more additional assignments. On your next shopping trip for feminine things, I want you to buy a woman's solitaire engagement ring and wear it proudly on your left ring finger where you can. A single solitaire ring will leave no doubt of your relationship status. Keep it sparkly and clean and treat it as a real diamond engagement ring from your daddy. I want you to make this your own personal habit as soon as possible. To reinforce your commitment, when you visit these trances again, I want you to wear a nightie or panties while in trance. If you are listening to this in bed, you may go to sleep and this trance will leave you as soon as you start dreaming your girly dreams. Otherwise, it is time to wake up and enjoy living your femininity. I am going to count to three. 1. You are slowly feeling yourself be aware of what is around you. 2. You are waking up and conscious thoughts are entering your mind. 3. You open your eyes and yawn and stretch and are fully awake and looking forward to returning again. I hope to see you back soon.